all the way across the country now to John in Tallahassee, Florida, listening on Sirius Radio. John, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing? God bless you all. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The question is, when is it permissible to go to confession without, to say an act, good act of contrition without going to confession so as you may receive communion? Like sometime in my case, I travel all the time, and when I get home a lot of time on the weekends, I think there's nowhere to go to confession because they just don't have them. You know, they have during the week. And I get home late on the weekends, and this confession is not available. And I have to wait until another day when I get home. I was told once before that as long as I made a good act of contrition, that I could go to confession. And as soon as afterwards, if I needed to go, you know, go ahead and go to confession, which I try to do. My question is, even if I have committed a mortal sin, not that this happens, I mean, I make mistakes like everybody else does. But if I were to commit a mortal sin, would I still be able to make a good act of contrition that one time and go and receive communion and bam?
Well, certainly a perfect act of contrition would work, but we never, that's the problem. We don't know how perfect our act of contrition is. We don't know how pure our intention is. I say, you know, call the priest and tell him you need to go to confession. He's the only one who can do it, and you need to go. I've had that happen. People who want to go to confession, I've heard confessions in parking lots, in the strangest of places, but I cannot condone just going to receive communion when in the state of mortal sin. I couldn't tell you that myself. I couldn't.